How many people have made an excuse? You see now, we all make excuses. And that's the excuse of all the excuses. If you do that, you've excused every excuse you've ever excused, and you'll never find yourself. Don't we all make an excuse? But what is an excuse? Does anybody know what an excuse is?
Denial.
In other words, you're lying. And has anybody ever been hurt by others? When you caught somebody doing something wrong, what do? They tell you they don't see what you see, right?
Yeah.
And what are they doing? By that excuse, they're confusing you. They'd rather see you dead, confused in the mental hospital, than admit they're wrong. And so when you react to that and get upset, what happens to you?
You change.
You doubt yourself. You either get mad because you know they're lying, you've caught them at something, and what they're doing is excusing what they've done. They can't admit they're wrong. And when you catch them at it, and they insist that their excuse is true, and what you see is not true, you are being affected very negatively, and what they're doing to you is turning you into them. Because when you get upset, you know what I mean by being upset, meaning you've heard me say that resentment is a hypnotic emotion. And everyone who loses themselves, and everyone is going to be converted to anything but themselves, it's always done by someone being cruel and lying about it and deceiving you. Excuse is a deception, a deliberate attempt to take away the own pain of their own wrongdoing and lay it on you. So you feel the pain, you feel the conflict, you feel the frustration, and they're relieved of it. And that is wickedness. So when you catch your own children, now all children basically are liars when they're born. As soon as they can start to speak or talk, they want to do things, they want to be their own person naturally. But they don't know what their own person is. A child doesn't know what his own person is. He's born with an ego that wants to have its own way. Now, it's only natural to some degree to want to be your own person. Would you not agree with that? Don't we all want to be our own person? But we don't know what it means. You can't expect a little child to know what it means to be their own person, because they're born, the good book says you're born in sin. It means you're born subject to the world you live in and not subject to what you know is right in your heart. In other words, where do you get that? Where do you get this inheritance of being born subject to the conditioning of your environment? So you take on the conditioning of your environment, but you never are your true self. Why are you never your true self? Well, first of all, your mother, and don't think I hate mothers, because I had a mother of my own. She wasn't too bright, but I didn't hate her. And I had no father, because he died early, who could have corrected me from my mother's influence, but that influence wasn't bad. But it's still an influence. All women are born with needing love, but not what you think it is. They needed to be corrected from being a liar. Because if you believe in the original sin, which I do, I believe that man's a fallen human race. We're not ascended from monkeys like monkeys are ascended from monkeys. We're born from a higher level, and we fall to a lower one. And the first woman supported the fall of the first man. And instead of the man saying, put the fruit down, God said not to eat it because we'll become like a god. Eve ate the fruit herself, gave it to him, and instead of him saying, we shouldn't eat that, that's not good, we could have everything we want. We're living in paradise. We could have a better life. We could live forever. But the serpent lied. Whatever the serpent is, it's a political embodiment of paradise lost. Wherever you find politics, you'll find a serpent. So, here I am, trying to explain to you one simple thing. The excuse gets in your way. The first thing Adam did was, Eve made me do it. And men blame women for everything that's wrong with their lives. But they blame women, which is could be handy, because they're the ones that allowed the woman to support. They're the ones that found the woman that was like the mother. My son David found a woman like his mother, but he wasn't like me dealing with her. Who knows, she might have been better. We don't know that. But he wouldn't listen to me because he thought I was a bad guy. Mother made him think I was a bad guy because she was stubborn, and I had to try harder to correct the kids. That's the game. It's a wicked game. But the women don't know they're wicked. I'll tell you, as men, you need to understand. You know damn good if you're weak. And women can have contempt for you for that, because all they've got is contempt. If you don't give them love and help them to be complete, because you're not complete yourself, you're going to keep trying to complete yourself to the woman from which you were born. You're going back to being mothered. You're going back to the origin of your ego and the origin of your body in which the ego dwells. And so naturally, when you leave your mother and father and become joined to a woman, you get worse. And I often wonder to myself, why does the scripture say, so shall a man leave his mother and father and become joined to the woman and become one flesh? Wherever you find the serpent, it's always crouching on Eve's doorstep. It will encourage the nature of the woman who's never been corrected. Adam never corrected her. He used her to support his rebellion against God to be God. That's what an ego is. An ego thinks it's God. And it wants to be free from God or what's right in the heart to live its own life as if it could be its own God and have its own way. But that's very dangerous stuff, because no one has any freedom. There is no such thing as freedom. There's only freedom from right to do wrong and freedom from wrong to do right. And so the first man set the stage. He was easily deceived. Just like your children are easily deceived when they're small, you have to be a very noble father. You've got to be a very noble, centered, not self-centered, but centered father that loves what's right more than anything, more than your own self, more than your own pleasures. You have to be a selfless father, because otherwise you have no authority over your wife and you have no authority over your children. So if you have sex before marriage, and I'm saying that's one of the things that make a man lose his power.